Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming to the last part of the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, the virtues of ilm. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله لا يتعلمه إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا لم يجد عرف الجنة يوم القيامة يعني ريحها رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who acquires deeni knowledge, that knowledge by which Allah, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sought, this is deeni knowledge, that knowledge which the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sought by that knowledge, so that person that acquires deeni knowledge in order to acquire worldly gains. So the reason for him in getting this deeni knowledge, to getting this degree as far as deen is concerned, is so that he can get worldly gains. His motive of learning deen is not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not to empower him so that he can practice more on his deen, but his motive is that how I can get some worldly benefits, how I can get some worldly gains by studying deen. So this is this person's niyat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the one who acquires knowledge, deeni knowledge, in order to acquire worldly gains, will not experience the fragrance of Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. What is meant by this is this person won't enter into Jannah. What we normally refer as to Dukhuli Awwaliyat. He won't enter initially into Jannah. He'll first have to go through some period of cleansing, and then only this person will go into Jannah. So you see how serious this is, that this person's niyat is wrong. So always we have got to check. This hadith is teaching us to check our niyat. See our niyat, that why are we learning deen? Why are we advancing ourselves? We want to learn Arabic, we want to learn Hadith, we want to learn Fiqh, we want to learn Aqidah. What is our niyat in our heart? Is our niyat that we must please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then the person will get great reward. All these other Hadiths that we did, that the person who seeks, who treads the path of learning knowledge, Allah Pak makes the path to Jannat easy for him. So the person gets so many different rewards. The Malaika spread their wings under his feet. The angels make dua for him. The fish in the sea is making dua for him. So many different rewards, as we did all these hadiths previously, for a person that is seeking knowledge. But this is a warning, that if you are doing it but with a wrong niyat, then remember there is also a very serious repercussion warning, that you won't even get the smell of Jannat. So be very careful, that the niyat also of acquiring deen must be solely for the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من الناس ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبقي عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. هذا عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه says that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying Allah will not take away knowledge by snatching knowledge away. As Qiyamah is getting closer, then the ilm also, the knowledge, true knowledge will be taken away. So Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just take away knowledge one shot by just snatching it away. But the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away knowledge, وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah Pak will take away knowledge by taking away ulama slowly. Slowly that ulama or the alims that were there, that we'll see that Allah Pak will take them away. That is the way Allah Pak will take away knowledge. Hatta idha lam yubqi aliman, until such a time will come that there won't even remain one alim also on this earth. Ittakhadha an-nasu ru'usan juhalan, people now will take ignorant people as their leaders. They will take ignorant people as their guides to follow them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that with regards to these ignorant people, فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتُوا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. They will be asked questions and they will give rulings without even having knowledge. They will just give the rulings, the fatwas, the rulings, they'll just give it like that without even having knowledge. فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. These people, that ignorant people who are giving these rulings, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that they have gone astray and they will also lead others astray. How serious it is. From this we learn many things from this hadith. One of the things that we learn is that knowledge itself, true knowledge, cannot be acquired from the internet, from the books. The true knowledge has to be acquired from ulama, because the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning Allah will take away the ulama. He didn't say he'll take away the books, he'll take away the media, he'll take away the internet, he'll take away the ulama. and in turn is actually taking away ilm. So it shows that true ilm is actually acquired from the ulama. When the ulama will go away, these books and these internet and media and all that will still remain. But that knowledge won't be there anymore, the true knowledge. Because true knowledge is gained from person to person, from an alim to an average person, from one person to the next. This is how ilm is gained. So the one other lesson we learn from here is that we should always refer to the ulama when it comes to our masail, when it comes to our deen. Isn't such a thing as self-study, that I will self-study and I can acquire this knowledge. Because very often a person reads something and a person thinks he's understanding it correctly, but in the meanwhile he's not understanding it correctly. There are many, many examples. Inshallah, as we're going on, we'll give examples of how a person will read something in the hadith and he'll take one meaning and the hadith has a totally opposite meaning. The next thing we learn from here is that when a person has love for something, then he values and he appreciates it. It often happens that only when the person is gone, then we'll say that, hey, you know, we wish we took more benefit from that alim that is gone, he passed away. If we think about the recent past, how many ulama have passed away? People say, hey, we only wish that we spend more time with that person, we appreciated that person more. Now he's gone, we realize the value of that man, the value of that alim. We just wish that when he was in our town, we took him for granted. But now when he's gone, then we wish that we had benefited more. In Urdu there's a nice saying, Ghar ki murgi dal barabar. That fowl, that chicken that is grown in the yard, that chicken when that thing is eaten at home, then it tastes just like dal. In other words, it's not given that high status. But the chicken that is coming from outside, the chicken that's coming from another area, from another place, from another butcher, that chicken now we feel that this is a very high quality chicken. Why? It wasn't grown in our yard. It didn't come up in front of us. So very often we find that ulama that we have in our circles, they will just be taken as average ulama. But somebody from overseas comes, everybody is flocking there to sit in the talks. Everybody wants to listen because now that is coming from overseas. So this is what this saying means, that ghar ki murgi dal barabar. It happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even in Makkatul Mukarramah, the people of Makkah didn't appreciate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for a few, the people of Makkah Sharif didn't appreciate him. But when he went to Madina Sharif, how they welcomed him, how they appreciated him, that he was from another place, so they valued him, they appreciated him, they made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that Allah Pak had made the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Madina Sharif, and from there deen spread, from there hidayat spread from Madina Sharif. So this is the benefit of valuing. Like how a person when he got a lot of regard for health, then he has a lot of respect for his doctor. A person has got a lot of regard for wealth, then he respects his auditor, his chartered accountant. He has a lot of respect for him. Why? Because he's got respect for wealth. Like that, if a person, a youngster, he's into football, if you bring one of the football stars, he'll have a lot of respect for this man. Why? That man has got football in him, he's got good skills in him. So out of the respect for football, I'll respect this football star. Like that for cricket, if a person takes a liking for cricket, bring one cricket star here, he will like that cricket star, he will have so much of respect for him. Why? He's got that love for cricket. When a man has respect for the ilm of deen, when he has love for the ilm of deen, it doesn't matter what alim that person is, whether he's a good orator, whether he's not a good orator, whether he's a top quality, whether he's famous or he's not famous, the fact that that person is an alim, he will go out of his way to show respect to him. Why? Because this person, Allah Pak, has selected him for the knowledge of deen. So this is what happened. When we got love for ilm in our heart, any person that has got knowledge will go out of our way to respect him. We won't think to ourselves that why should we show this person extra respect, but it is a sign that the person has got love for deen in his heart. He's got love for ilm in his heart, therefore he's going out of his way to respect that person. Like how that wealthy person will respect his auditor, the person who's into health will respect his doctor, and then the person who's got love for deen, he will also go out of his way to respect the ulama. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of respecting the ulama that we have, appreciating them, taking from them, taking the du'as from them, and ultimately benefiting so that our akhirat gets made. Actually, when we are doing any type of assistance, any type of khidmat, any type of learning, it is more for us. We are the ones that will benefit. Ultimately, we will be getting the main reward. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jumu'ah salah and try and read Surah Kahf. Take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib and try and increase in du'as. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.